In the U.S. Southern District Court today, Judge Shira Schindling began to hear summations from lawyers in the civil rights trial, Floyd v. City of New York. The civil rights case challenges the constitutionality of the New York Police Department's controversial tactic of stop, question, and frisk. Judge Schindling has heard 9 weeks of testimony in the trial, hearing from a dozen plaintiffs who say they were wrongly stopped because of their race. Lawyers for the city say the police force is observing the Constitution. The judge must examine 7,000 pages of trial records. During summation today, the lawyer for the City of New York, Heidi Grossman, said there was no indication of racial motivation whatsoever in the practice. Outside the federal courthouse at lunchtime, Deputy Commissioner of Public Information Paul Brown spoke to reporters.
You were in court this morning. How do you think things went?
Well, I think the plaintiff's witnesses have made the case for us. I mean, to take who this case is named after, Floyd. Somebody going through a bunch of keys, trying different keys, looking through a window. I think the people expect the police to make an inquiry of that. Reasonable suspicion. That's all of the 12 witnesses in their own testimony gave statements that showed reasonable suspicion for those stops. Plus, just 12 people produced. We have contact with about 23 million people a year in the police department. Everything from giving directions to making arrests. And 12 people produced as plaintiff's witness who ended up proving our case, I think.
And at the end, the judge brought up kind of her concern that this is a circular argument, that, you know, by police saying they're stopping Black and Hispanics because they're the ones committing the crime, it just gives them more justification for race-based stops. What's your response to that?
No, that's not the case at all. We're making stops based on suspicious activities. Yes, there's more crime in poor neighborhoods, and you'll see more suspicious activity in poor neighborhoods because there's more crime there. But that's based on protecting people who are the most vulnerable in this city. That's where we're putting our resources. There's some societies who put all their resources in rich neighborhoods and let the poor go to hell. We don't do that.
Are you concerned with the judge's questions here today doing closing arguments, saying that 90% of the stops seem to be in error, and that's a big number of mistaken stops with people who
have nothing? No, not at all, because as the judge has repeatedly said herself, this isn't about outcomes. She says it's about constitutionality, and we're following the Constitution. It's not about the outcomes. And it also doesn't show, you know, a lot of stops are, you'll have people engaged in, say, planning a strong arm robbery. They're just casing a store or waiting for a little old lady to leave an ATM machine. The police officer will stop that person, say, you know, what are you doing here? They've stopped a robbery. They've stopped maybe a strong arm robbery. But the person hasn't committed a crime who they stopped. I think the public expects that.
And what about the issue of tone? The judge brought up today, you know, that tone can be everything. Whether the police officer says, can I ask you a question, or says it more nicely.
Well, I think we all agree, the police commissioner certainly does, that we want the police to be as courteous as possible. But in a gun run, for example, if the person, like in Greenwich Village the other night, when the police officer tried to stop and question that person, he ran from him. There were reports that he had just killed someone. So the police officer, in approaching that individual, had to take a tone maybe a little firmer than somebody else.
Final question from me, Commissioner Brown. Obviously, the plaintiffs here say they want a court monitor. The judge said, well, just to mention him, what about, let's say, an expert or an outside consultant? Is that something that the police department could agree to?
Well, I'm not going to speculate on what the judge may or may not recommend. All my point is simply this, is the police department is out there every day, as they did the other night in Greenwich Village, trying to stop people from committing crime. Unfortunately, that individual succeeded, but we captured him within moments, and it was an officer approaching somebody to stop and question him. Unfortunately, we didn't make that stop a few minutes earlier.
More than 5 million people have been stopped in the past decade, mostly Black and Hispanic men. Police must have reasonable suspicion to stop someone. Only 10% of those stopped resulted in arrests. The case has pitted Mayor Bloomberg and Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly, who defend the police policy, against city lawmakers who are calling for major changes. Plaintiffs have asked a court monitor to be appointed to make changes in training. The judge may order changes to the policy of stop, question and frisk and reforms. If that happens, those reforms would have a nationwide effect on how police departments operate. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.